Lord, we thank you for your goodness, for your love and care. And you know our weakness, but we thank you that you are strong.
主，我们感谢你的良善，你的恩慈，和你的怜悯。你知道我们是软弱的，但是我们知道你是强壮的。
And we pray, Lord, again this evening, that you will enlighten us, help us to understand the ways of God.
主，我们祈求您今天晚上能够光照我们，让我们能够明白神的道。
It's easy for us, Lord, as we look around to try to understand things from our perspective. We thank you that the Bible enables us to understand things from your perspective.
主啊，我们总是喜欢呢四处去乱看，用自己的角度来理解问题。主啊，我们感谢你给了我们圣经，让我们学会用你的角度来看问题。
And Lord, we're going to be looking at things prophetic this evening. And so we pray that you'll help us understand not only what is happening, but what is going to happen. Help us to see as you see.
主，我们今天晚上学习的内容呢是预言性的。我们祈求你不仅让我们明白现在在发生什么，也让我们明白将来要发生什么。用你的角度，用你的眼睛来看问题。
And we now ask for your help this evening. Be with Eric, we pray, and help us to understand.
我们祈求您今天晚上帮助我们，也求您与 Eric 同在，也帮助我们能够明白。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们感恩是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Harold, and good morning. To those in China and to those here in the other side of the Pacific, good evening.
好，我们的二位长老问这个在国内的弟兄姐妹们上午好，也问在大洋彼岸的这边的弟兄姐妹们晚上好。
Again, we're taking up our study on the dispensations of Scripture.
那我们今天呢继续学习就是圣经里说的多个时代，各个时代。
We've learned much, although there is so much more that we could learn.
我们已经学习了很多了，虽然还有很多我们是可以学习的。
There are many scriptures that, of course, we've had to bypass because our time together is relatively short.
那我其实我们呢就不能很多经文就是得只能忽略了，不能一节节读，因为我们在一起的时间学习的时间是有限的。
But I'm sure in your private readings and devotions and in your meditations, you can run across, you will come across other scriptures which will add to what I have tried to tell you over the past few weeks.
但是我相信呢，在你们个人的读经、灵修和默想的这个过程中呢，你还会碰到其他的经文，这些经文呢，也都会补充到就是我前面讲的这个内容里来。除了我给你们读过的经文呢，你们自己也会读到一些相关的经文。
So tonight we're going to look at the last of the dispensations together. Dispensation.Which has been called the dispensation of the kingdom.
那我们今天来一起来学习最后一个时代，这个时代的被叫做国度时代。
Now, if you will, please, Yanling, if you could put up the chart for us. This dispensation of the kingdom.Is the last of the dispensations before the great white throne judgment and eternity begins.
那这个我们今天要学的这个时代呢，是在白色大宝座以及这永恒的将来到来之前的最后一个时代。
It's the last opportunity for man to prove that there is something good in him.
然后这是最后一个。时代了，人们想要去证明才里面是有没有良善的。
Also, this dispensation is a future. We're looking into prophecy tonight because we are living still in the dispensation of grace.
那这个时代呢是预言性的，因为这还没有发生，因为我们现在还生活在恩典时代，所以我们今天要学的呢是将来要发生的事。
Now each of us that has been born again of the Spirit of God, we have the kingdom of God within us.
那我们每一个重生得救的神的孩子呢，我们是有神的国在我们心里的。
But the millennial kingdom of 1,000 years won't begin until the Lord Jesus comes personally out of heaven and sets foot on earth.
但是这个国度，这个时代所学的那个千禧年的国度呢，是要等到主耶稣基督再来到地上，他的脚踩到地上，带着荣耀和全能来到地上的时候才会开始的。
Now there are many scriptures that speak about His kingdom.
那有很多的经文都是讲到他的国度。
One scripture we might look at to introduce it is in Psalm chapter 22.
用了一个呢，就是诗篇的23篇，是我想跟大家介绍的，就是提到的关于他的国度的。
So if you have your Bibles, turn to Psalm chapter 22 and we'll read just one very short verse.Verse 28.
请大家翻到诗篇的22篇，来给大家读很短的一节经文，就是28节。
For the kingdom is the Lord's, and He rules over the nations.
因为国权是耶和华的，他是管理万国的。
Now, God rules, but.We see man's rule everywhere on the earth.
这里面说神是统治的，但是我们现在看到的是人在世界上各处在统治。
And often men rule in opposition to God's will.
那通常的人的统治呢，都是与神的这个旨意相悖的，就是相反对的。
But God's purposes are not put aside because man does not follow.The right way.
但是神的旨意并不会因为人没有跟从正确的道路而被废弃。
And here we read a very small statement, just saying that the kingdom is the Lord's.
那这里面我们读的呢是很短的一个宣告，他说国权是耶和华的。
And for a time, he's put those kingdoms in the hands of men.
在一段时期之内呢，他会把这个国度呢交给人，交在人的手里。
And what we see in the world under the government of man is we see wars, we see famines, we see disruption, we see an unhappy world.
但是我们看到这世界交在人的手里呢，带来的就是饥荒，就是战争，就是毁坏。和其他的一些让人不愉快的事情。
But there will come a time when Christ will come and he will put down all rule and authority and he will reign over the earth.
但是那一天会到来的，就是耶稣基督会来到这世上，他会战胜这地上一切执政掌权的，他要把权力国权收回到他自己手里。
Now turn to your New Testament.
再翻到新约。
Ephesians and chapter 1.
以弗所书的一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10.
十节。
That in the dispensation of the fullness of times...He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are in earth, in Him.
要照所安排的，在一满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Here in the New Testament, we find that Paul speaks of this dispensation of the kingdom.When he calls it the fullness of times.
那在这节新约的经文里面呢，保罗也讲到的就是这个国度的时代，他把这个称为呢日期满足的时候。
Now we've seen all the different dispensations, man has been tested in every way possible.
那我们已经学过了前面的历次的这个时代啊，就是人通过人被神呢以各种的方式试验。
And God has given great promises in each of those dispensations.
而且在每一个时代里面呢，神都赐下伟大的应许。
And so this dispensation, the last one, is called the dispensation of the fullness of times, because in this dispensation, God is going to complete his plan for the earth.
在这个最后的这个时代呢，被称为时候满足，日期满足的时候，因为神在这个时代呢，他要完全他在地上的旨意了。
The fullness of times just means that time has been filled up, and God has completed his work.
那日期满足的意思呢，就是时候都已经够了啊，神现在要结束他的工作了。
Now this, the dispensation of the kingdom, when he will rule, it begins with his second coming of the Lord Jesus out of heaven to earth.
那在这个神掌权的这个国度时代呢，是从主耶稣基督从天上来到地上的第二次再来到地上的时候开始的。
All, he will put down all his enemies.
他会击败他一切的敌人仇敌。
All false religion will be judged.
那所有的这个假的宗教都会被审判。
And then he's going to set up a 1,000-year kingdom, and he'll rule during that time with a rod of iron.
然后他会建立一个长达1000年的国度，然后他会用铁杖来辖管列国。
Now, with the charge still up, refer to the sixth dispensation, which is a dispensation of grace.
我们还是看这张图啊，看这第六个时代，恩典时代。
This dispensation really is a unique of all the dispensations in that it is a go ahead.
这个时代呢，在诸多的时代里中是非常的独特的。
It's unique in that it's not seen in prophesied in the Old Testament.
那它的独特之处呢，就在于它在旧约的这个预言里面呢，并没有提到过。
Turn with me now to the Luke's Gospel in the 4th chapter.
我看看路加福音的四章。
The Lord Jesus is in his hometown of Nazareth, and he is given the book of Isaiah to read in the synagogue.
那在这第四章里面讲的是主耶稣基督啊，在他自己的家乡拿撒勒城，然后他在会堂的时候呢，有人就递给他一卷书。
And when he had found the place, says in verse 17, where it is written, and he begins to read there from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61 and verse 1.
然后给他这卷书呢是以赛亚书，我们看17节，他说他就打开找到一处写着说，那这一处呢是以赛亚书的61章。
But Luke records his reading.
然后呢路加福音就开始记载他这个读的这个经文了，是以赛亚书61章1节。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Then he closed the book, and he gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And all the eyes who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.
我们从18节读到21节。主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我 报告贝鲁的得释放。那在英文里Eric 读的英文里面呢，在这里还有一个之前有一个医好伤心的人，贝鲁的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由，报告神悦纳人的喜年。于是把书卷起来交还执事，就坐下，会堂里的人都定睛看他。耶稣对他们说，今天这经应验在你们耳中了。
Now the Lord Jesus was announcing the start of an era of grace.
那在这里呢，主其实在宣告就是这个恩典的这个时代的开始。
It was the acceptable year of the Lord.
就是这里说的神悦纳人的喜年。
But then he closed the book before he read the next line.
然后呢，他在读下一节经文的时候呢，他就把书给关掉了。
And to find out what that next line was, and thank you for taking down the chart. That's good. We won't need that. To find out what the next line reads, we have to turn back to the original text in Isaiah.
那我们想要知道呢，它到底在哪一句这里停掉没读呢？我们要回到以赛亚书去找。
So turn to Isaiah chapter 61.
以赛亚书的61章。
And again, we read the same words that Luke quotes.
我们在61章一开头就能看见刚才路加记载的这个同样的经文。
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. But that's where the Lord Jesus stopped and sat down.
我们从头开始看。主耶和华的灵在我身上，因为耶和华用膏膏我，叫我传好消息给谦卑的人，差遣我医好伤心的人，报告被掳的得释放，被囚的出监牢，报告耶和华的恩年。他就停在这里就不读了。
He was offering the kingdom to the nation of Israel.
那在这里呢，其实他是要把这个国度啊，就是交提供给以色列人。
But they rejected him.
但是他们拒绝了他。
But instead of continuing the last part of verse 2 of the day of vengeance of our God.
那主当时他没有读这个第二章的后第二节的后半段，就是我们神报仇的日子。
The day of vengeance was a day when God is in the Old Testament is prophesied that he would come and that he would put down all rule and authority and set up his kingdom in righteousness.
那这里面说的神报仇的日子啊，在旧约里面多次提到，就是指神自己要来这个推翻这地上所有执政的掌权的，他自己要来统治全地的日子。
But he came and he offered grace rather than judgment.
但是这个时候呢，主耶稣基督他来了，他不是来带来审判的，他是把恩典送给人的。
And even though the Jews rejected their Messiah,and killed him on the cross, in God's plan, his secret mystery plan that he had planned from the ages past came into being, which was to call out from all the nations a people and to form his body, the church.
那尽管呢，以色列人拒绝了他们的弥赛亚，并且把他钉死在十字架上，但是神呢，从万有以先，自古以来他就有的那个计划呢，还是要继续下去的。这个计划呢，就是在这个时代里，从各国当中呼召出人来，归给他，成为这个基督的身体。
When you read the Old Testament prophets, the day of the vengeance of God, it precedes, it comes before God sets up his kingdom.
那如果你读旧约的预言呢，你就会知道这个神报仇的日子呢，是在神在地上建立他的国度之前发生的。
But rather than bring in judgment, he opens the door wide with grace.
但是主耶稣第一次来的时候呢，他没有不是来带来审判的，相反呢，他却把这个恩典大之门呢大大的打开了。
But he must go to the cross, and judgment must fall on God's beloved Son.
但是他为此呢，必须要走向十字架。那神的审判呢，必须落在神的爱子，他的独生爱子的身上。
That judgment that you and I deserved, it was placed upon the Son of God there upon the cross.
那这审判呢本是你我配得的，但是现在这审判却是放在这个基督神的儿子的身上，在十字架上了。
And so when he died upon the cross, the prophetic clock, it stopped.
当基督死在十字架上的时候呢，这个预言的时钟啊就停止了。
Now you remember our studies in the book of Daniel, when we were studying prophecy, we looked at Daniel's prophecies of the 70 weeks.
那大家都记得当我们以前讲这个预言的时候呢，我们学习过但以理书讲的这个70个期。
Turn with me to Daniel chapter 9.
好，跟我一起翻到但以理书的九章。
Gabriel the angel comes and gives Daniel a vision of what will happen to Israel in the last days.
那这个天使加百列呢，他来到但以理这里呢，让他看到一个异象，就是告诉他将来在以色列这个民族身上要发生什么。
He says in verse 24 of Daniel chapter 9.
我们看但以理书的九章二十四节，这是加百列天使加百列在说话。
70 weeks are determined for your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
为你本国之名和你圣城已经定了七十个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
Now notice 70 weeks, the week there literally in the Hebrew means 70 sevens.
那这里面我刚才 说的这个七十个星期啊，在这个希伯来语里原文里面就是七十个期。
And the Jew would understand that to be years, 7 years, seven or 70 weeks or 70 times seven, which would be 490 years.
但是犹太人他们明白这里面说的七十个期啊，或者我们英文翻的七十个星期啊，其实每一天呢都是一年的意思，所以一共就是七七四百九十年。
Now that 70 years would begin when the command, verse 25, went forth to restore and build Jerusalem.
那这个四百九十年，这个七十个七年是从哪一天开始的呢？就是二十五节说的，从出令重新建造耶路撒冷这天开始。
So that command went out from King at the time of Nehemiah, and Nehemiah went back to the land and began to build and restore Jerusalem.
这里面说的出令重新建造耶路撒冷，就是在尼希米的这个时代。尼希米呢，就是得了这个王的命令以后呢，他就回到耶路撒冷去建城墙，重建城墙了。
And the 490 years or 70 weeks would end when Messiah the Prince would come, he says there in verse 25.
嗯,
until Messiah the Prince.
Okay. 那这个 490年 或者说70个7 什么时候结束呢? 就是25节里面 后面说的, 说直到有受膏君的时候, 就是受膏君, 就受膏者来的时候。
And so that 70 weeks, that entire time, it will end with the Messiah coming in power and glory.
嗯, 所以这个整个这个七十个七这段时间呢, 是以最后弥赛亚在荣耀中再来的时候为结束的。
Again, go back to verse 24, and he gives some details as to the time and what the events will be at the end of the time.
嗯, 然后我们再看这个24节, 他给了我们一些细节啊, 就是, 那个时候会是什么样子的, 就是这个末了的时候会是什么样子的。
So verse 24 again, we read that it is your people and your holy city, that's Israel and Jerusalem.
首先我们看, 为你本国之民和你圣城, 本国之民呢就是指以色列民, 那圣城呢就是指耶路撒冷。
And there, he continues now, he says to finish the transgression.
嗯, 然后他接着说, 那, 到那个时候呢, 第一要止住罪过。
That is, he's speaking of Israel's transgression when they will all repent and turn to the Lord after he has gathered them out from among the nations.
嗯, 那这个是指的是, 那个时候以色列全民从, 主把他们从各国都招聚回来到应许之地以后呢，他们要悔改这个归向基督。
And he'll make an end of their sins in that he'll put a new heart into them, and they will all know him.
那时候呢，基督要除尽他们的罪，然后基督会赐给他们一个新的心，他们就全都认识基督了。
And then again, to make reconciliation for iniquity, that continues that thought.
嗯, 然后这个除尽罪恶, 这个赎尽罪孽都是指这个意思。
To bring in everlasting righteousness, that is, he's going to set up his kingdom.
嗯, 这里引进永义呢, 就是指他要建立他的国度了。
And to seal up vision and prophecy, which means that all the prophetic writings that have been recorded for us from Isaiah right through to Malachi, all those writings are going to be completed.
嗯, 那接下去说的这个封住意象和预言呢, 是指就是旧约里所有记载下来的这个预言呢, 先知的预言, 从以赛亚书一直到马拉基书呢, 都要应验了, 都要实现了。
And it says to anoint the most holy, that is the millennial temple that Ezekiel at the last part of his prophecy, gives us the details of its building.
嗯, 然后这里说的高至圣者呢, 这个至圣者呢, 是指这个圣殿, 这个呢, 就是以西结书在最后的几章里面讲到的, 就是千禧年的这个圣殿的那些细节。
So the city would be built, we read, verse 25, where we read it halfway through that verse, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, and the street will be built again, and the wall, even in troublous times.
嗯, 我们来看这个25节的后半段啊, 他说, 必有7个7和62个7, 正在艰难的时候, 耶路撒冷城连接带好都必重新建造。
And we read in the book of Nehemiah how that Nehemiah built the walls in very troublous times. He managed to build the walls in 52 days.
嗯, 那我们读尼希米记呢就可以看到, 他在重新建这个城墙的时候呢, 是有各种困难, 非常艰难的, 但即便在这种艰难的环境下, 他还是建好了这个城墙, 在52天之内就建好了。
But it's estimated that it took him another 49 or 7 weeks to rebuild all the streets and the buildings of Jerusalem, which had been destroyed by the Babylonians.
但是城墙建好之后呢，又花了他七个期，也就是49年的时间呢，把那个耶路撒冷里面所有的街道还有建筑都重新恢复起来。
Then there would be another 62 weeks, whereby would pass until the Messiah would be cut off.
然后呢，接下来在这个七个期，就是这个前面七个期结束以后呢，后面有62个期。在这62个期结束的时候呢，就是这个弥赛亚就要被剪除，就是说这个受膏者必被剪除。
So the streets and the city was rebuilt. It took 7 weeks, and then it says the verse 26. After the 62 weeks, the further 62 weeks. That will make a total of 69 weeks. The Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself.
我们刚才看到，就是这个耶路撒冷城连接带好的这个重建呢，是花了七个期，就是49年。然后接下去呢，有62个期，一共加起来呢，就是69个期，也就是463年。到463年结束的时候呢，这个弥赛亚就要被剪除，但是不是因为他，不是为了他自己，不是因为他自己的罪。
So what happened then? The prophetic clock stopped when the Messiah was cut off.
然后接着发生什么呢？就是在受膏者被剪除的那一刻，这个预言的时钟呢就停了。
Because it says that 70 weeks were determined for your nation.
那前面24节讲呢，就是为你国的民和你的圣城呢是有70个期的。
And it's been calculated out to the very day that from the time that the command went out from the to rebuild Jerusalem until the Lord Jesus rode into Jerusalem in the last week of his life to present himself as king.Was exactly to the day 483 years or 69 weeks of years.
对，就是从这个从历史上就可以精确到天呢，就是从这个出令建造耶路撒冷的那一天开始，一直到主耶稣基督骑驴进入耶路撒冷，开始他在这个十字架之前最后一周的这个日子的时候呢，是精确的计算每一天，就是483年，我刚才说错了，不是463年，483年，就是69个七年。
So the day of grace began, but the prophetic clock stopped.
那从那一天开始呢，就是这个恩典的时间，恩典的时代就开始了，但是关于以色列这个民族的预言的时钟呢，就暂停了。
So this present time, which is called the Age of Grace, it actually is an unseen time, a mystery, the Bible calls it, between the 69th and the 70th year of Daniel, or the 69th and 70th weeks of Daniel.
所以我们现在所处的这个恩典时代啊，就是在旧约里面没有看见的或者说是隐藏的奥秘，它就是处在但以理书这个九章这个预言的这个69个七年和第七十个七年中间的这段时间。
But once the last member of the body of Christ is gathered in from among the Gentiles and Jews together, then Christ is going to come secretly.For his church, he's going to rapture them and take them to be with himself in heaven.
那直到呢，在这个地上最后一个重生得救的基督徒，不管他是犹太人还是外邦人，都是一样。最后一个人得救了以后呢，那主耶稣基督呢，会以秘密的方式来把他的这个教会呢提到空中与他相遇。
And when God's purposes in this mystery age.Of which we are so privileged to live in, when his plan is complete, then he will take his own to be in heaven, and the prophetic clock will begin to tick again.
当我们现在有幸啊所处的这个恩典时代，也就是神独特的这个旨意的这个时代啊，为他属他自己的这个教会的预备的这个时代结束了以后呢，教会会被提到空中，然后关于以色列这个民族的预言的时钟就又开始启动了。
And Daniel's 70th week will then commence. It's called the Great Tribulation.
那最后这个第七十个七年呢就开始了。我们把它称作，圣经把它称作大灾难时期。
That'll be 7 years of unparalleled distress coming upon the world.
那这个七年呢是这史无前例的这个困苦啊临到这个世界。
Then will be where the Lord stopped reading in Isaiah chapter 61 and verse 2. Then will come the day of vengeance of our God.
然后在这个七年结束的时候呢，就是主耶稣基督他那个当时读没有读就在那里停下的那一句，就是以赛亚书61章第二节的后半段，就是神报仇的日就来到了。
The prophets give much detail on the great tribulation time.
旧约的这个预言呢，对于这个大灾难时期呢，有给出很多细节的描述。
It'll be the judgment of the world in preparation for the second coming of the Messiah.
那这段时间呢，是审判这个全地，为弥赛亚再来地上做王了，做预备。
And then he will bring in everlasting righteousness.
然后这之后呢，他就会引进永义了，是永恒的正义了。
Let's just briefly look at some of the main purposes of God in the tribulation period, the last 7 years of Daniel's prophecy.
我们来看一下在但以理的预言里面，就是关于最后这个七年里面的这个大灾难时期呢，神的一些旨意。
Turn with me then to Matthew chapter 24.
我们看马太福音的24章。
Matthew 24, we'll read from verse 29.
我们从29节开始读。
We will spend little time actually talking about the actual tribulation and look at just what God's purposes are.
那我们重点呢不是放在这个灾难的细节，具体细节是什么，而是我们来重点呢是放在这其中神的目的是什么，他的旨意是什么。
Immediately after, verse 29 of Matthew 24, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And keep working. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other.
我们从29节读到31节，那些日子的灾难一过去，日头就变黑了，月亮也不放光，众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动，那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人子有能力，有大荣耀，驾着天上的云降临，他要差遣使者用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方，从天这边到天那边都招聚了来。
So he's going to gather together his own Israel. Israel is the subject of Matthew chapter 24 there.
那这里面说的他要把他的选民从四方招聚来，这里的属他的民呢就是指以色列民，所以在马太福音的24章里面讲的呢都是指以色列的事，都是指以色列民。
So at the end of the tribulation period, just before And just as he comes out of heaven as the Son of Man to judge, he's going to gather Israel back to himself.
嗯，那就是在大灾难的末期，在他要来到地上的那一刻，他会从世界各地呢把以色列民呢召聚来。
And he's going to put down all rule and authority and take his enemies and destroy them.
那他会呢击败所有那个时候在地上执政掌权的他的敌人，会就是胜过他的敌人。
And then he will judge. He's going to judge the nations. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 31.
那个时候呢，他要统治万国。我们看这个接下去马太福音的25:21。
When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him.
31.
Then, yes, verse 31.
Yeah, 31.
Yeah. And he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations, notice, will be gathered before him. And he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
我们看马太福音的25:31-34。当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。于是王要向那右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
And so he's going to judge individuals in all the nations. And,
那个时候他会审判万国中的每一个人。
And then he's going to take his kingdom as the king. Revelation chapter 11.
然后他会以国王的身份来统治他的来建立他的国度了。
Revelation chapter 11.
启示录11:15。15节。
Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.
启示录的11:15。第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。
So the tribulation period is the preliminary to the setting up of the millennial kingdom.
所以大灾难呢，是这个千禧年国度建立的前奏。
He must purge out everything that is evil before he can set up his kingdom of righteousness.
所以主耶稣在这地上建立公义的国度之前呢，他必须洁净这地上，把一切污秽的都要除掉。
Now we might ask ourselves, who will enter the kingdom?
那你可能会问你自己啊，那谁能够进到这个国度里呢？
Well, we know that the church is already in heaven, so definitely it's going to be in heaven.
我们都知道那个时候呢，教会已经被提到天上去了，所以在国度的时期呢，他们都已经在天，他们还会在天上。
Those that have trusted the Lord Jesus Christ and have been raptured at his coming for them, they are going to be with ever with the Lord.
所以当主耶稣来接他的教会的时候，那些被提到空中与主在一起的人呢，他们会永永远远的跟主在一起了。
So we mustn't confuse the coming of the Lord Jesus for his own and the coming of the Lord Jesus when he comes in power and glory the second time.
所以我们一定不要搞混了，就是要区分主耶稣基督来接属他的人，就是来接教会的这个事情，和他在荣耀和全能中来到地上统治，这是两件事情。
His first coming is secret. It's a mystery, Paul says.
那保罗说，主耶稣基督第一次来呢，是秘密的，是一个奥秘，是悄悄的，是一个奥秘。
When he comes a second time, it's going to be in the clouds of heaven, and every eye is going to see him.
但他第二次再来的时候呢，他是会驾着天上的云而来，那所有的眼睛呢都会看见他。
So what will the church do in the kingdom, in the new kingdom?
那么在这个新的这个国度里面啊，这个教会是在干嘛呢？
In chapter 3 of the book of Revelation, and verse 21, it says that he who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my father on his throne.
我们看启示录的三章二十一节，得胜的我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
So the church is going to sit with Christ in the heavenlies, on with him on his throne.
所以那个时候教会呢是在天上和主耶稣基督一起坐在宝座上。
And there we see it in Revelation, the next chapter, the 24 elders. There are thrones around the throne.
然后我们在下一章，就启示录四章里面，在第四节里，我们看到宝座的周围有24个座位上，其上坐着24位长老。
Chapter 4 and verse 4, we read around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their head.
好，我们再念一遍这个经文啊，启示录的四章四节，宝座的周围又有24个座位，其上坐着24位长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金冠冕。
Now the church has a very special place in the purposes of God.
所以在神的旨意里呢，教会呢是占据了一个独特的位置的。
When it comes to the relationship of the Son with the church, he calls it his bride.
那论到教会和圣子之间的关系呢，是这样描述的，圣子把教会称作他的新娘。
That demonstrates, or that shows the intimacy with which the church has with Christ.
那这表明了教会和基督之间的亲密的关系。
Sometimes the metaphor is used that the church is the body of Christ.
那有的时候呢，圣经又用这样的一个比喻，就是说教会是基督的身体。
That shows that we share the same life.
那这个比喻呢，它强调的是我们和基督是分享同一个生命。
There are other pictures too of the church given to us.
那圣经里还给了我们一些其他的关于教会的一些比喻，一些图片。
But here they're described as elders because they are now sitting in their official position as judges with Christ.
那这里面用的描述呢，就是长老。这个长老他这个描述呢，来用长老来描述教会呢，他用来强调的是那个时候给教会的一个官，就是正式的职位啊，他是和基督一起统治的。
There we see it again in chapter 22 and verse 4 of the book of Revelation.
我们再看启示录的22章的第四节。
Chapter 20 and verse 4, sorry.
第四章的二十节。
And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. Revelation chapter 20 and verse
启示录的二十章四节。我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。
So the church is going to have a very interesting and unique position in the kingdom, ruling and reigning over the earth with Christ.
所以在国度的时代呢，这个教会所赐予的这个地位啊，和这个他们的这个权柄呢，是非常独特的。那他们就是要和在世界之上，和基督一起统治的。
Now, who else will go into the kingdom?
那么谁能进入这个国度呢？还有谁能进入这个国度呢？
Well, of course, Israel.
那当然以色列民会进入。
That goes all the way back to the promises made to Abraham.
那这个要回溯到很久以前神跟亚伯拉罕所立下的这个应许。And
next week, we're planning one more week on the dispensations where we'll try to tie all these thoughts together.
那个下个星期呢，我们还会再讲一节关于这个时代论的，我们会把所有的这些时代都串在一起讲一下。But
Jeremiah, he was one of the later prophets, and he prophesied that God was going to restore Israel to their land.
我们看这个耶利米书，耶利米是比较后期的一个先知，在他的书里面，他讲到神会重新重建他的这个民呢，使民重新归向他。Jeremiah
32, and we'll read from verse 37.
耶利米书的32章的37节。
There are many scriptures that speak about the same thing of the regathering of Israel and God's promises not failing them.
那有很多类似的这样的经文呢，讲的都是神会重新把以色列人召聚在一起，召聚回来，重新建立他们的国家。Now
here it's in the context of the regathering of Israel after the Babylonian captivity, but it goes far beyond that.
那他这里面的字面讲的是，他要把以色列民从这个巴比伦被掳之地呢重新带回来，但他实际的这个预言的意思呢，远远超过那个时代。This
isn't just a return from Babylon.
那他们那时候是刚刚回到这个巴比伦，从巴比伦刚刚回来。He
says, "Behold, I will gather them from out of all the countries where I have driven them in my anger, in my fury, and in my great wrath. I will bring them back to this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. They shall be my people, and I will be their God. Then I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever, for the good of them and for their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, so that they will not depart from me. Yes, I will rejoice over them to do them good, and will assuredly plant them in this land with all my heart and with all my soul."
我在怒气、愤怒和大脑恨中，将以色列人赶到各国。日后我必从那里将他们招聚出来，领他们回到此地，使他们安然居住。他们要做我的子民，我要做他们的神。我要使他们彼此同心同道，好叫他们永远敬畏我。 使他们和他们后世的子孙得福乐，又要与他们立永远的约，必随着他们施恩，并不离开他们。且使他们有敬畏我的心，也不离开我。我必欢喜施恩与他们，要尽心尽意、诚诚实实的将他们栽于此地。During
the millennium period, Israel will be the head of the nations, and David is going to be their king.
在那个时候呢。 在千禧年的时候呢，以色列会成为万国之首，那大卫呢会做他们的王。Turn
back a couple of chapters to chapter 30 and verse 9.
我们往前翻两章啊，到耶利米书的30章第9节。Again,
notice in verse 7 where he refers to the tribulation period before the millennial kingdom.
我们看第一七节，这里讲的就是千禧年国度开始之前的那个大灾难的时期。
Alas, for that day is great, so none is like it. It's a time of Jacob's trouble, but he, that is Jacob, is going to be saved out of it.
哀哉，那日为大，无日可比。这是雅各遭难的时候，但他就是指雅各必被救出来。
All the believers in Israel are going to be saved and come into their land at last.
那所有在以色列民中那些信神的人呢，他们都会被救出来，然后也会回到那个应许之地去。
For it shall come to pass in that day. That day, of course, is the day when the Lord Jesus comes in power and glory after the tribulation period.
那日为大，无日可比。那日呢，就是指主耶稣基督在这个大灾难之后的那个日子，再来到地上在荣耀和全能中再来到地上的时候。
He says, and I will break his yoke from your neck and will burst your bonds. Foreigners shall no more enslave them, but they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up for them.
第八节，万军之耶和华说，到那日，那日就是主基督再来的那个日子，我必从你颈项上折断仇敌的轭，扭开他的绳索，外邦人不得再使你做他们的奴仆，你们却要侍奉耶和华你们的神和我为你们所要兴起的王大卫。
So in the thousand year reign of Christ, the church is in heaven reigning with Christ, living in the new Jerusalem. Israel will be on earth, the head of the nations, with their cap, the capital of the world will be Jerusalem.
所以在千禧年国度的时候呢，那教会呢会在天上跟耶稣一起坐在宝座上统治，是在这个新耶路撒冷城里。那以色列民呢会在地上作为万国之首，他们的这个首都呢，都城呢是地上的这个耶路撒冷。
So there will be a Jerusalem above.And there will be a Jerusalem on earth.
所以那时候在天上有一个耶路撒冷，在地上还有一个耶路撒冷。
Now we don't want to get the two church and Israel mixed up together. They each have a different destiny.
所以我们不要把教会和以色列民族混在一起，他们是有各自不同的归宿的。
Now Israel, of course, they'll be in the land, but also the nations. They'll be saved out of every nation.
除了以色列民，他们会被主栽到这个以色列地啊，就是这个应许之地。其他的那个世界上还有各其他的国家也在居住。
Matthew chapter 25.
我们看马太福音的25章。
And verse
34. 34节。
I read the verse earlier.
刚才已经读过这句经文了。
The Lord is going to judge the nations as to how they have treated the Jews during the tribulation period when Satan and the Antichrist persecuted them terribly.
那个时候呢，主耶稣要这个审判世界各国的人，依据呢就是看他们在大灾难的时候，就是当撒旦和这个敌基督在残酷的迫害以色列人的时候，他们这各国的人是怎么对待以色列民的，根据他们的不同的当时的对待的方法来审判。
And those that had treated the righteous had treated the nation of Israel during the tribulation, he's going to invite them and say, then the king will say to those on his right hand, come you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, you gave me food, I was thirsty, you gave me drink, I was a stranger, you took me in, I was naked and you clothed me, I was sick and you visited me, I was in prison and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer and said,Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? And so on. And the king, verse 40, will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, that is the Jew, you did it unto me.
我们看从34节到40节啊，于是我要向那右边的说，那右边的这些人呢，就是在大灾难的时候，大灾难的时候按这个公义来对待这个以色列民的。他说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国，因为我饿了你们给我吃，渴了你们给我喝，我做客旅你们留我住，我赤身肉体你们给我穿，我病了你们看顾我，我在监里你们来看我。一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝，什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或是赤身肉体给你穿了，又什么时候见你病了或是在监里来看你呢？主王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
And then of course after the tribulation period, the Antichrist and the false prophet are cast alive into the lake of fire. Satan is bound for 1,000 years.
然后在这个大灾难结束的时候呢，这个敌基督和假先知呢，他们会被活活的扔到那个火湖里，然后撒旦呢会被捆绑丢到那个无底坑里捆锁一千年。
Let's look at a brief description of what life will be like in the millennial kingdom under Christ.
我们来看一段描述啊，就是这段描述呢，让我们看见在基督的统治之下的这个千禧年的国度里面是一个什么样的景象。
There's very few details that are given to us in the book of Revelation. But however, the prophets, they do speak often about those times. Times that down through the ages have encouraged God's people when they looked at God's promises for the future.
那其实启示录呢给我们这方面的细节呢不多，倒是旧约的先知书呢多次提到过那个时代，描述过那个将来那个时代的细节。就这些旧约里的描述啊，在历史历代都鼓励那些相信神的人，因为他们可以期盼那个将来要来的那个美好的时代。
Let's look at some of the features of the kingdom. Isaiah chapter 2.
我们来看看那个时代的一些特点。看以赛亚书的二章。
Isaiah chapter 2 and verses 2 and 3.
二节和三节。
Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
二节三节，以赛亚书的二章，末后的日子，耶和华殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过于万里，万民都要流归这山，必有许多国的民前往说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
So all the nations are going to go up to Jerusalem where they will experience the true worship.
所以那个时候万国的民呢都要去到这个耶路撒冷，在他们在耶路撒冷呢去要进行那个真诚的敬拜。
There will be no more idolatry.
那个时候就再也没有偶像了。
The worship of things.
也不会去拜一些物质的东西了。
The worship of man.
也不会敬拜人。
There'll be no false ideas.
也不会有一些错误的这个思想了。
There'll be the true worship there because the law that comes out of Zion will be available to everyone.
所以那个时候呢，人们的敬拜呢，都是真诚真实的敬。正确的敬拜，因为从锡安出来的神的道会训诲会教训他们的。
But there's going to be global peace finally.
而且那个时候终于就有了全世界的和平了。
People have been trying to find peace for thousands of years with no success.
那人们呢已经寻求和平，寻求了几千年，却始终没有成功过。
The Lord Jesus is going to come in power and glory, and it says in verse 4, He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
当主耶稣在他的荣耀和权柄当中再来统治着地的时候呢，那第四节啊，他必在列国中施行审判，为许多国民断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战事。
And because of the great expense of war and what it great costs, without war, there will be a peace and it'll be a very prosperous time.
对，因为只要一打仗啊，就会耗费这个巨大的资源呢，就是战争总是很花钱的。所以当没有战争了以后呢，不但有了和平，也有了经济的繁荣。
Man will put his mind to useful things, and so this world will be changed in a wonderful way, where there will be no more poverty.
那时候的人的头脑呢，就会去想一些有用的事情，世界呢就会被很大的程度的改变，再也不会有饥荒了。
The curse will be removed, and so that the produce of the fields will be multiplied.
而且呢，这地上的咒诅也会被去除，所以地上的出产呢也是会成倍的增加的。
Even the animal kingdom will be absolutely changed.
连那个国度时代的，连这个动物都会有巨大的改变。
Isaiah chapter 11.
看以赛亚书的十一章。
Verse 6. It says, The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like an ox.And the nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
六到九节啊，豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的穴上，在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
The time would be almost like a return to the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve were first made, and there was peace and security in all the earth.
那个时候的景象就好像亚当夏娃他们重新回到他们最初所居住的那个伊甸园一样的，那遍地呢都是平安都是安全。
But above all, what this world cries out for is justice. There are so many innocent victims that suffer at the hands of cruel men and women.
那最重要的就是呢，这个世界上的还是有很多人呢，他们在呼求公义啊，因为还是有很多的这个无辜的人呢，男人、女人、孩子也好，他们都在那些残酷统治的人的手下呢受苦。
The first five verses of this chapter give us a picture of the justice that will come when our Lord Jesus Christ is upon his throne ruling the world.
所以这一章的前五节呢，给我们讲的就是，主耶稣当他坐在宝座上开始统治的时候呢， 他所带来的公义是什么样子的？
It says, verse 1, there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. That is a description of this great judge, all knowing.
第一节和第二节的描述的就是这个伟大的这个审判官呢，他是什么样子的，而且他是全知全能的。从耶西的本必发出一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实，耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵。
Hebrew continue to read verses 3 to 5.
我们继续读3节到5节。
His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist.
他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判，不凭眼见，断是非也，不凭耳闻，却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直判断世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世界，以嘴里的气杀戮恶人。公义必当他的腰带，信实必当他肋下的带子。So
there'll be universal justice when Christ reigns upon the earth.
所以当耶稣这个基督统治全地的时候呢，那全世界都充满了公义。There'll
also be long life.
而且那个时候的人呢，都长寿。Go
to Isaiah chapter 65.
我们看以赛亚书的65章。
Verse 20. He says, no more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed.
其中并没有数日夭亡的婴孩，也没有寿数不满的老者，因为百岁死的仍算孩童，有百岁死的罪人算被咒诅。
Life will be extended as it was before the flood. Men, women living nearly 1,000 years.
那时候的人的寿命呢，会延长到洪水之前的那个时候的状态，就是那时候的人呢，都基本上可以活到差不多1000年的样子。
And if someone dies before they're 100 years old, they're just children. They're considered just children.
这里面说就是百岁死的，在人眼里看来就是像孩，他们还都是些孩子。But sinners
are going to be judged and put to death under this when the Lord comes. He'll rule with a rod of iron, we read.
但是在那个时代，也就是在耶稣用铁杖辖管列国的时代呢，凡是罪人呢，都会被审判，他们都会死的。
So that's a brief description of this glorious time that's going to be on earth.
那这就是这个简短的一个描述啊，就是那个时候神的荣耀是怎么样充满遍地的。Now,
what are the responsibilities during this millennial kingdom?
那在这个千禧年这个时代呢，那人的责任是什么呢？
Basically, there's two responsibilities.
那基本上呢，是有两个责任。
First of all, obedience to the king. That is, through faith, trusting in him.
那首先呢，就是要顺服神，而且是因着相信他的信心来，信靠他的信心来顺服他的。Because
all disobedience is going to be immediately punished.
因为任何的不顺服会得到 立刻的这个惩罚。
There will be no delay between a crime and its punishment.
在那个时候啊，你只要一犯罪，就会被这个刑罚，中间不会有拖延了，不会有延迟了。
Because Christ and the church reigning over the earth will be able to see every detail of what's happening on the earth.
因为那时候基督和教会一起统治的时候，他们是有这个能力能够看清楚这事情的每一个细节的。
And then there's the earthly justice system with David sitting on the throne and the 12 apostles as well sitting there judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
然后呢还有就是地上的这个王啊，就刚才读的这个大卫的王，还有这个十二个支派的这个十二个使徒来审判这个十二个支派的人，就是地上的这个司法体系。
Another responsibility that all nations will have to go up to Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles once a year.
还有一个责任呢，就世上的各国世上的万国啊，在祝棚节这一天呢都要去这个耶路撒冷敬拜的。
Turn to Zechariah chapter 14.
撒迦利亚书十四章。
And we'll read from verse 16.
六节。
All the nations will have to partake of the true worship, because there is where the truth comes out of Zion. And so that there will be nobody out of school. Everybody will learn.
那个时候世界万国的民呢，他们都要参与到这个真诚的敬拜当中。因为那个时候这个叫什么训诲是出于西安城的，那个时候没有人是愚拙的，没有受过教育的，他们都是明白神的道的。
And we read from verse 16, and it shall come to pass that everyone who is left of all the nations which came up against Jerusalem shall go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whichever of the families of earth do not come up to Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, on them there will be no rain. The family of Egypt will not come, or if the family of Egypt will not come up and enter in, they shall have no rain. They shall receive the plague with which the Lord strikes the nations who do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all the nations that do not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles.
我们读十六节到十九节啊，撒迦利亚书十四章。所有来攻击耶路撒冷列国中剩下的人，必年年上来敬拜大君王、万军之耶和华，并守住棚节。地上万族中，凡不上耶路撒冷敬拜大君王、万军之耶和华的，必无雨降在他们的地上。埃及族若不上来，雨也不降在他们的地上。凡不上来守住棚节的列国人，耶和华也必用这灾攻击他们。这就是埃及的刑罚和那不上来守住棚节之列国的刑罚。
Well, the Feast of Tabernacles, it's the feast, it's the harvest feast. And it's an acknowledgement that God has been faithful in providing for the needs of everyone on earth. And they must, then the nations then must acknowledge that all these good things come from one source and one source alone, that is the God of heaven.
那祝棚节呢是一个丰收的节日，人们守祝棚节呢就是要承认，就是用这种方式来表明他们承认神的信实，神供应他们一切所需的。所以这个万民来守祝棚节呢，就是像就是承认他们所有的供应，所有的美善的东西都是来自一个源头的，就是大君王万军之耶和华。
Now after this wonderful reign of 1,000 years, you would think that everyone would believe.
那在经过这么美好的一千年的这个时代以后呢，你可能会觉得应该是所有的人，每一个人都相信吧。
They have seen sin punished immediately. They've seen the goodness of God in every aspect of their lives.
因为他们亲眼看到了罪马上就得着了刑罚，而且他们也看到了这个神所赐给这世上的所有的一切的好处。
But let's test the people then. God says, I will put it, give them a test.
那现在让我们来试验一下那时候的人吧。因为神在每一个时代都安放了一些测试来试验人。
Turn to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 7.
我们看看启示录的二十章第七节。
Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city.And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
我们从第七节读到第九节，那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放出来，要迷惑地上四方的人，四方列国，就是哥哥和马各，叫他们聚集征战。他们的人数多如海沙，他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营与蒙爱的城，就有火从天降下烧灭了他们。那迷惑他们的魔鬼。就烧灭了他们，就读到这里。
Surely now, if man sees has been witnessing the goodness of God in every part of the world, in a perfect world, and seen examples where sin has been punished immediately, you'd think that everyone would believe.
所以这很正常啊。当你每一个人都亲眼看见神赐给在这个完美的这个世界里赐给的赐下的一切的良善呢，神的一切的良善以及这个罪啊，立刻就得到了刑罚。应该是每一个人都相信才对啊。
But this test exposes what is in the heart of man.
但是这个试验呢，就显明人的心内是如何的。
Many will be born during the 1,000 years who grew up and they paid lip service or they appeared to believe. Oh, they would go up to Jerusalem every year. They would not fail. They would certainly obey the laws. But in their hearts, they still had not changed.
所以在千禧年呢，会有很多人出生。那其中有很多人呢，他们只是这个表面的敬拜，或者说他们看起来他们是相信的。他们每年呢也会跟别人一样，也上耶路撒冷去，看上去呢一切都很正常，但是他们心里呢却没有任何的改变。
And it would seem these unbelievers over the 1,000 years, they slowly migrated out to the distant corners of the earth to be as far away from the king as possible.
而且在这个千禧年的这个期间呢，这些不信的人呢，他们会一点点的尽可能的就是搬到那个离耶路撒冷或者离这个王啊，就是离这个中心越来越远的地方去，他们会搬到地的四极去住的。
Because we read in verse 8 that Satan had to go out way to the four corners of the earth to find them and then deceive them.
因为我们在第八节读到啊，就这个撒旦呢，他出来呢，需要到这个世界的四方去，到这个地极的这个四方去迷惑人。
So, he gathers them together in a final rebellion.
那撒旦呢就把这些人呢聚集起来做那个最后的这个悖逆的事。
They want their own kingdom.
那他们造反呢是想建立他们自己的国。
Down with the king, they cry.
他们会高喊让王下台。
We will not have this man to reign over us.
我们不想让这个人做王统治我们。
We will do what we want, what we like to do.
我们想做我们想做的事情。
And then as they surround the city, fire comes down from God out of heaven.
那当他们围住这个耶路撒冷城的时候呢，天上就降下火来，把他们烧灭了。
And so ends another dispensation in judgment.
所以你看，又是一个时代在审判中结束了。
Next week we'll try and pull it all together and we'll look at the final judgment at the great white throne.
And 下一节课呢，我们会把所有串起来，然后我们也要看这个白色大宝座的审判。
And then we'll look at the eternal state. We'll try and look as far as we can into the future.
然后呢，我们会一起来看那个最终的那个永恒的状态，也我们就尽可能的尽我们所能啊，去看那个我们能看到的最远的那个未来。
Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is that God has revealed His Son to us.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姐妹啊，这个神把他的圣子显明给我们看，我们是多么蒙福。
That He's sealed us, saved us, and sealed us, and we're bound for heaven.
他救了我们，也给我们印上了印，我们现在是牢牢的是属于天上的人了。
Marvelous grace.
真是奇妙的恩典。
Mr. Summers, would you please close in prayer?
我们先请 Eric 长老做一个结束的祷告。
Yes, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you that each of these dispensations has proven that you are the God who is in charge.
主啊，我们感谢你，在每一个时代里面，你都证明，你在掌权。
And Lord, in the consequence of this, we pray that we will be simple enough just to say, Lord, we believe, I believe that you're in charge. I want to go your way according to your plans for me, according to the word of God.
主啊，我们因此呢就祷告，就是祈求让我们的思想简单一点。既然你是在掌权的，主啊，就愿我们能够顺服你，按照你的话语去行，而不是按照我们自己的想法。
And Eric has just reminded us, Lord, that in the days of the millennium, many people will go to the far corners of the earth in order to be away from the closeness to Jerusalem and to the truth of God.
那刚才 Eric 在讲到这千禧年的时候也提到，那个时候不信的人呢，他们会尽力的远离到这个天的四方四角去，因为他要离这个耶路撒冷城和离这个公义的王越远越好的地方去。
Now, Lord, each of us would do exactly the opposite. We would say we want to do everything that we can do to be as close to the Lord, and we just pray that you'll help us do that.
主要但是我们想做的呢，恰恰与之相反，我们想要。做一切的事，尽一切的可能呢，离你越近越好。主啊，求你这样的帮助我们。
We know that our Lord Jesus encouraged us in John chapter 15 to abide in Him, to be right close to Him, and realize that apart from Him, we can do nothing.
我们就记得主耶稣在约翰福音十五章的时候鼓励我们要住在他里面，要连接在他，和他连接在一起。而不是要跟他分开。
So it is true, Lord, that the ways of the devil are to go away from God, and the ways of the Lord Jesus are to come to Him, and we want to get as close to you as possible.
所以这是真的。撒旦，你的仇敌，不信的人，他们总是尽量的想要远离你，离你越远越好。但是呢，我们却想离你越近越好。
We remember your promise, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we want to come to you.
我们还记得你应许说，凡劳苦担重担的人都到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。主啊，我们想要来，我们想要得这样的安息。
So thank you for teaching us tonight. Help us to understand. Help us to obey, we pray.
主，我们谢谢您今天晚上教导我们，求您帮助我们明白，也帮助我们顺服。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祈求是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.